Welcome back to Relevant Talk with Athalia Monet, everyone. Today we have Calvin Acker, who is the founder and CEO of Glimpse, which is a dating app for college graduates that Calvin created. How are you doing today, Calvin?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for agreeing to be on my show. So, Calvin, can you give us a little bit of background, a little bit of your background, and what made you come up with the idea of creating this app?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea for the app actually came from a conversation I was having with a good friend of mine who had, I want to say, in the ballpark of 30 matches on Tinder and had two active conversations. And I thought that was just, absolutely ridiculous because this is such a great opportunity. And these dating apps provide this opportunity to connect with all these singles in your area. But what they've really become is kind of more of a slot machine, where you are swiping through and you're kind of looking for an ego boost. You're like, okay, this person who I think is really attractive is attracted to me as well. And what you end up with is everyone's really interested in getting matches to get that boost, but the conversations are really lacking. And so we started to look into that problem and found some pretty interesting data on it, which was just like pretty sad to see how few conversations actually get going, because these are, this is established mutual attraction, and there's a real potential for connection. I'm a strong believer that there's a lot of amazing matches out there for you, and you just have to take the time to get to know them.
What we came up with is instead of giving that reward initially, right when you match, we wanted people to kind of earn that reward. And so what we ended up doing is making it so you get a swipe through profiles just like you normally do. But once you match with someone, we hide their photos and name. And so for the next 20 messages, you have to get to know that person in order to get that reward of seeing who it is and how great your match is. And our whole goal is just to incentivize that conversation.
That's a great idea because then it's not being based off of a physical attraction.
Yeah, and so it allows you to kind of establish that you're attracted to each other, but then kind of step back from that and be like, hey, does there actually exist any real emotional chemistry? Which is, really what dating is all about, is finding that real connection.
Right. Awesome. So what made you limited this app to college graduates?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And that's definitely something we have been putting a lot of thought into. So we did an initial launch to just kind of copying Facebook's model, and we did it as a test launch to Stanford, where I'm a current student. And what we saw from that was that people enjoyed the kind of confirmation of where someone went to school, because there's a lot of deception in online dating. And so we really wanted to address that. And so the kind of big points that came out of that was, just to throw a couple stats at you, real quick. 57% of online daters have like accepted or have said that they lie to each other. And so this number one just sucks. And so what we want to do is ensure that there's kind of a base of honesty of where you went to school. And so because that can kind of indicate some things about your life. If you claim to be a doctor but can't prove that you got a degree anywhere, then that's probably not true. And so we verify the colleges coming in. In addition, 66% of colleges do background checks. And so that's a good kind of safety concern, because safety is a really big concern in online dating. And then also just an increase in accountability. Instead of your dating account tying back to some weird Gmail account that you made for 30 in 30 seconds, it ties back to your profile at the school where you're, a registered graduate, where you paid for all these years to go through college. And so it really just ties it back to kind of increase that accountability of each user.
And no catfishing. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate hearing that.
Think that's genius. And I'm sure that that your users, anyone who uses your app, I'm sure that they probably feel, like you said, more of a safety net using this app as opposed to Tinder or Bumblebee, because they do have that added security.
Yeah, we really hope so. I know the stat, as I was looking at right now, is 53% of women think online dating isn't safe, which is really sad to see, because, as kind of mentioned before, it's such a valuable resource. You have, millions of singles you can connect with that are, right next to you in your city. And so if we can make online dating a little safer, then we really wanted to do that.
It sounds like you have with this one. How long has it been since you launched?
So we did an MVP launch, so just kind of getting a minimum viable product out about 2 months ago. And so that was to the graduates of Stanford and, or not the graduates, the students of Stanford and Berkeley. And that went well. We ended up getting about 600 users on the app before we stopped doing kind of user acquisition, because we came to see it. We had missed a couple of things and wanted to make some big updates to the app in order to kind of allow it to succeed. And so we've taken time off for the last month to just do a lot of engineering and a lot of planning for the business going forward. And so now we are relaunching in 6 days now. So it's kind of been a mix of two different launches. But yeah, it's been out in the world for about 2 months now.
Right. What type of feedback have you received so far, like from not only from those users, but like from people you know personally?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in terms of the feedback we've gotten, it's been mostly positive. People really appreciate one of the things that there's actually some things we didn't expect that we got some good feedback on. One was people enjoy the fact that when they first get introduced, there's less pressure on the conversation, because if they send, you know, if they don't send the perfect pickup line or perfect message, then their profile isn't shown. And so their face isn't on. And so there's kind of less pressure because it doesn't tie back to them fully until after those 20 messages. So it takes some stress off the conversation. People really appreciate that. We also were looking at the data for the conversation lengths, comparing it to a study done by Oxford and some data published by OkCupid. And in terms of the first messages getting a response, OkCupid has somewhere around 70% of messages don't get a first response. Maybe a little bit closer to 60. And then an undisclosed app, it's either, you know, Tinder, Match.com, or Bumble, based off of the study. They have about 40% of messages don't get a response. And initially, we were already seeing that only 25% of messages don't get a response. So, you know, that was a really good indicator for us coming from the data. And then in terms of talking to people, we've gotten a really good response from that as well. People appreciate the extra security, and then also just kind of the fresh take to dating, where you get to kind of have this new experience, and it's kind of gamey, it's kind of fun. And so we've really been appreciating the feedback on that.
It sounds like you have it well thought out, and I'm sure that it's probably going to be a success. You have all the boxes checked.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Do you... I know that you've probably addressed this already, but a little bit more in depth. Mm-hmm. Aside from the security of the other dating apps, why do you think the other ones failed? Aside from like no responses or like women not feeling secure with using those other apps?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. And kind of what it comes back to is, a lot of these apps are designed in a very similar fashion. So if you look at Bumble, it's a small augmentation off of Tinder, which is just really an introduction service. It's established mutual connection and pretty much get each other's phone numbers, you know, just to kind of start talking. And in terms of the design of the app, it kind of ends after the match is made. And so Bumble does a good job of having the women speak first, in a heterosexual match. But that's a good solution to one element of it. But once the match is made, the only other thing that they do is a 24-hour like forced response time for one message. But aside from that, like all these apps are very similarly built, where it's really, really fun to swipe. And I think we can all recognize that. But that's not what we're on the app for. Like the goal isn't to get 100 people who, you know, say that they're attracted to you. The goal is to find one great person who you're matched with. And I think the apps have kind of lost contact with that, because it's like, as you'll see in a lot of articles or posted on websites or on their app store pages, they'll tell you how many matches they created. And so that it kind of becomes this vanity game of just playing on how many matches you can get, because it's, you know, it's making people happy for a little bit. And our goal is to kind of make you happy for life. So we don't want to get you tons of matches. We just want to get you that one great one.
That will hopefully last forever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Have you heard from anybody who has actually found a mate?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was actually, it's kind of a funny story. We were doing a social media competition where we were putting people's profiles on our Instagram and like having kind of our social media followers decide who they thought was the best match based off of the information in their bio. So just written information and being like, okay, this person, you know, likes equestrian, this person is a rower, they might be a good fit because they're both athletic or something. And it's just kind of a fun game that we were testing out just for entertainment there. And the day before we put those profiles up, one of my good buddies who had been on the app actually called me and was asking about the contestants because he had gone on a date with one of them the night before. And so that was a really fun thing to learn. And so we've been hearing back a couple of stories from that. And, you know, going forward, we'd love to hear more. I don't know if we'll get invites to weddings, but we'd love to see some pictures from the weddings that we set up. That would be really just the cherry on top of the work we've been putting in.
Awesome. That really would be. So is the app only limited to Stanford or is it for any graduates? I'm sorry, any colleges?
Yeah. So long term, what we're looking to do is make it so it's available to all graduates across from U.S. colleges. And so that's where we're headed for the initial launch. What we've done just due to kind of limited man hours and getting set up. In terms of kind of the logistics of it, is we are launching to the graduates of the top 300 colleges in the U.S., which is a giant swath of colleges, especially because those are some of the bigger ones, with a focus on the graduates who are in California right now. Mm-hmm. And so I think we will quickly expand out from there to include more and more colleges until we, you know, have them all. And that's true with cities as well. But as we're currently verifying based off of email, like .edu emails and kind of doing some manual verification of people going to the colleges that they said they went to, we needed to start a little bit more niche as we kind of get a foothold in the market.
Awesome. I know it's probably too early to tell, and I just want to ask you if you've thought about in the future expanding Glimpse or maybe even another app similar to Glimpse for non-graduates.
Yeah, that's definitely a goal. having a lot of friends from my hometown who chose to do trade school and different professions outside of, you know, the direct four-year colleges. We don't want to discredit anyone from you know, enjoying this match mechanism, because we do think that it can help everyone connect. Right. And so long term, that would definitely be on the agenda. But like you said, we do have to kind of get a place in the market to start. And maybe that's a different app. Maybe that's an augmentation of the same app. But that'll definitely be down the line if things go well.
Awesome. Awesome. I think what you're doing is great. And I told a couple of people that I was interviewing, and they got excited for a minute until I said it was for graduates.
Yeah, that is the one part that we don't love about the graduates. One of my good friends from home is a nursing assistant, and so he just finished up his program doing that, which is, you know, a great career, and he's an incredibly qualified bachelor, and I'd love to help him find you know, the love of his life. And so I'm definitely going to try to find some ways long term to address that.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be appreciated, because what you're doing is a great thing, and just first and foremost, the security that you provide on Glimpse is really big.
Yeah, and that was just such a huge focus because of that statistic that, you know, the majority of women are fearful of online dating is such a big problem that needs to be addressed. And this, you know, this is a first step in that direction. And then finding, you know, developing ways to verify people and increase that accountability, as we talked about, as we expand potentially outside of colleges long-term, is hopefully we can kind of start a movement in that direction for online dating in general, because, you know, it's just such a powerful resource, and it's, we just addressing those issues is going to be so important.
It is. It is. Calvin, is there anything else you wanted our listeners to know about Glimpse?
Yeah. So if this talk has been interesting to you, or and you you know, you related to the struggles we've addressed in online dating, we'd love to see you in the app. We're launching on the 27th of this month of July, and it's available on the App Store. If you're hearing about this beforehand, then we'd love to still get you. And so you can find us on our website and join the waitlist there at glimpsedating.com. And we're excited to help connect some people.
Awesome. What about your social media?
Yes. So we're on Instagram at Glimpse Dating. We have a lot of content going out there, and as well as our blog, which is on our website, which we cover weekly psychology and different elements to help you find success in online dating on Tuesdays. And on Thursdays, we cover the best relevant date spots in the three big cities in California right now, which is San Diego, the Bay Area, and Los Angeles. So if you're looking for a date spot that's relevant to the weather, that's supposed to be a little bit, that aims for safety, and that is, you know, available this weekend with tickets easily gettable, then, you know, check out our blog as well. That's for everyone.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kevin. I really enjoyed this talk, and I'm happy for you all, and I'm excited to see how well your app will do, because I'm sure that it will. Sure, well, you've done a great thing here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the kind words on that, and the aspirations for us, and you taking the time to interview me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us and just, you know, sharing Glimpse with us.
Absolutely.
Have a great one, Calvin.
You too.
Thank you.